Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Ventures, folks. Walk, don't run. Welcome back. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Bert Folsom, an original founding member of our Brain Trust, a professor of history at Hillsdale College, the author of FDR, co-author of FDR Goes to War, and also the book that came just before that, New Deal or Raw Deal. It's all about the FDR legacy. We're talking about the Constitution, and Bert, one of the things that today's Constitution Day, by the way, folks, we're celebrating the anniversary of the Constitution, 225 years, as Bert mentioned earlier. On this day, by the way, it was signed for the first time. Gene, the reason I wanted, Gene was last half hour. Bert, the reason I wanted to talk about this today and spend some time on it is I think it's really important right now in the history of America for Americans to slow down a little bit and think about our Constitution, to think about this document. You know, it seems to me that we may be getting a little bit disconnected from it as a citizenry, and we need to understand how important this document is in our daily lives, not just in our freedom, but in our liberty. What do you think?
Well, sure. The First Amendment with freedom of religion, freedom of speech, the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms, these are issues for which we have a lot of controversy from time to time today, and we need to recognize
the Fourth Amendment, search and seizure.
Or how about the Tenth Amendment?
The Fifth Amendment, commerce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
The Tenth Amendment is what?
Right, but that all laws that are not covered, in effect, by the Constitution, are those powers and those freedoms are to the states and to the people, so that we don't have encroachment by the federal government into areas where they don't belong.
Which has been happening for the last
decades. Has started with Roosevelt. You know, Hillsdale College has a course on the Constitution that they offer online, and they've had... We've been pleased that there have been hundreds of thousands of people who have taken the course.
Yep.
And it suggests to me that there is an interest in people really trying to understand, to come to grips. It's not a long document to read either, to read and just see what it is exactly that we are promised, what are our commitments, what are the balance of powers like, and the separation of
powers. The main reason why we need to know this, Bert, in my opinion, because the document functions. Our government is based on the document. It's built around the document. Every day that we live our lives, the document is functioning. The main reason we need to know this is because there are times when our leaders find it inconvenient to follow the Constitution, and they want to go around it. Now, Republicans and Democrats, I'm not skewering any one person right at this moment, but they decide they need to go around it. Well, you know what? I think the citizenry, as Americans, we should be able to recognize when that's happening and then decide if we like it or not. But if we don't know that it's happening, we can't make that judgment.
Well, that's a very good point. And it's also a sad case when if many people decide, well, the Constitution doesn't permit this, but I like it anyway, so let's go ahead and do it.
Right.
Because at that point, rule of law is seriously undermined.
That's what scares me right now. That's where I really am concerned, Bert, more than any time in my life, that we're near that point right now.
Right.
What do you think?
Well, I do, and it's as though they view the Constitution as some kind of impediment. Some kind of document that was put together by people whose interests were pursuing some sort of selfish interest. We had a real positive attitude in this country toward the Constitution and toward the founders for a long time. The progressives in the early 1900s tried to undermine that by arguing that the Constitution was put together by a bunch of people who were merely pursuing their self-interest in trying to achieve economic gain and get their money back from money they loaned the government during the war. And thus, the conclusion the progressives came to was the Constitution has no real value other than protecting self-interest of rich people.
Mm-hmm. And that's the basis of progressive ideology.
Yes, it is. I mean, we see that today. You start with Teddy Roosevelt. You go to Franklin Roosevelt and to Obama.
Let me give you another example. Associate Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg went to Egypt. I think she was in Egypt.
Yeah.
A year or two ago, and stated in a speech that if she were forming a new government, she didn't think that she would use the U.S. Constitution as a model.
Well, yeah, I don't.
That just took my breath away, Bert.
Well, but Article 1, Section 8 strongly limits the powers of the federal government. For example, there's no power in the Constitution of the federal government to get in education.
Right.
Student loans, all of that is unconstitutional. And so it required, which we had under Franklin Roosevelt in the 1930s, appointing justices that had a view of the Constitution that had an incredible latitude, mm-hmm. that was going to be permitted, mm-hmm. and so that the government could be expanded. And this is very dangerous.
Well, that was very telling to me when linking it back to your progressive definition, which clearly Ruth Bader Ginsburg is progressive.
Yes, absolutely.
So I agree with you. Bert, tell us how we can find your books, please.
Oh, well, Amazon.com is a great place. Well, oftentimes Barnes & Noble has, but Amazon.com is the easiest place.
Yep.
FDR Goes to War is the newest book, and New Deal or Raw Deal, and The Myth of the Robber Baron.
Exactly. The Myth of the Robber Barons is still an important book, but the first two he mentioned are companions, folks. You're going to want both of them. Tintin, when we come back, I want to ask Bert what he thinks about Obama's behavior with the Constitution. Tintin, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.